Sons of Zion there with Drift Away. You're listening to Radio Wātea, 6:03 a.m. Thank you so very much for tuning in to Pākehā this morning. Joining us on the line, Green Party MP Tiano Tuiono. Good morning.
Kia ora, morena koutou.
So I see you spoke at the Select Committee hearing yesterday around broadcasting. I was watching your exchange with the new Broadcasting Minister, Willie Jackson, particularly around reo Māori and how he plans to promote it and proliferate it more and more and more in our media. Give us your take on what should happen with that sort of aspect of the media sector.
Oh, well, it's great to know that people are kind of tuning in and listening. You don't know when you're actually in those Select Committee hearings whether people are tuning in. For me, I think it is what's important for me is to make sure that Te Reo Māori broadcasting is there and to get some more detail around it and for Te Reo Māori broadcasting not to be the poor cousin. Because a lot of folks, and I'm one of them, you know, we're in Māori-speaking communities, our kids go to Kurakaupapa and Kohangareo, and so the preference is when I flick on TV, I want to see it in Māori. You know, if I turn on the radio, I want to hear it in Māori as well. So making sure that is actually really, really important. And I do take the minister's point around, you know, well, most people are in mainstream, they don't speak Māori, and we've got to be able to do that stuff as well. And that's really important. But I think instead of having one or the other, we should have both. We should have all the things, and we should be organising ourselves to make sure that we have all the things as well. So I think that's the outcome I'm looking for.
From Lisbon, we heard that Samoa, Palau and Fiji want to stop deep-sea mining. What should New Zealand be doing to support Indigenous persons here and in the Pacific as well?
I like this development. It's a good development. What New Zealand needs to do is to align itself with the emerging Pacific leadership on this. Fiji, Samoa and Palau. We also know that Tuvalu is there as well. We're in the middle of a climate crisis, we're in the middle of a biodiversity crisis. Letting corporations and mining companies wreck the ocean floor is just not the one. It's just not the one. So New Zealand needs to be aligning itself with the Pacific leadership and supporting Indigenous people's aspirations across the Pacific, but here as well in Aotearoa. Just thinking about our whānau out in Taranaki that have been trying to stop deep sea seabed mining out in their territory, out in their rohe. So banning it here and also banning it out in the Pacific, that is what we need to be doing, and New Zealand needs to catch up.
Mm. I'd like to talk to you about this. You're in the Green Party, so we were supposed to have Dr. Elizabeth Kitikiti on this morning. Unfortunately, we missed her. Roe v. Wade over in the United States Supreme Court decided to overrule 50 years' worth of constitutional rights. That's the perspective of some over there. Last year, we had our own bill, which is now a law, which decriminalised abortion. Some of our Māori MPs in Parliament decided to vote down that bill, albeit it's a little bit more nuanced than that. Some of our MPs voted down specific parts of that bill, citing whakapapa concerns and tikanga concerns. Some of our MPs have had their own experiences with abortion as well. What's the Green Party's platform on that?
We support reproductive rights. We support mana wahine. We support the right for people to choose, and that is really important here. What concerns me is the fundamentalist Christian narrative from America seeping its way here into Aotearoa, New Zealand. It is not the one. The way that they're doing things on the states and trajectory with how that Supreme Court has been influenced by extreme Christian nationalism is not good. And we should be very wary about having that influence here within Aotearoa, New Zealand as well. We've got our own issues. We don't need those issues as well. So support reproductive rights for those that have uterus, that those that want to have the right to choose.
Well, we don't actually have that much time this morning, unfortunately, so I'll have to let you go. But thank you very much for your time, Tiano. It's been a pleasure to have you on our airwaves with us this morning.
Kia ora, Māori ora.